5 years ago, floodwaters caused immense property damage along Colorado's northern Front Range. It also altered the course of several rivers and made fundamental changes to the landscape itself. KUNC's Luke Runyon visited a few sites along St. Vrain Creek to see how things have changed.
There is quite a bit of poison ivy as we go downstream, so I'll point that out.
Okay, good to know.
I asked Sarah Rathburn to take me to a place along the Front Range that illustrates just how differently things look now than they did before the flood. Rathburn studies how disturbances, like floods, alter landscapes at Colorado State University. And she took me to St. Vrain Creek, upstream of Ralph Price Reservoir, the city of Longmont's main drinking water supply.
So when I look upstream, I can see very clear evidence of channel change from the flood. On the right bank, this deposition of this coarse cobble and small boulder deposition was a result of the flood. And on the left bank then, very, very clear indication of removal of soil and vegetation and scouring down to bedrock. So the other aspect of the flood was that between here and Route 7, there were over 100 landslides. The rain was so intense on hill slopes that have shallow soils and are not densely vegetated. And those landslides ended up providing a lot of sediment to the river. So they supercharged the river. That sediment ended up then moving down, and hence that erosive nature, that abrasion that scoured the river, widened it. Here, given that this is bedrock on both sides, you can see that the result was very deep, swift water. It removed conifers. You can see some of those that have been heavily scarred, and those are coming down. Floods are beneficial to river ecosystems, and if we can think about rivers as ecosystems, you know, especially places like this that are preserved, but even getting that thinking down into communities beyond just open spaces and preserves, I think would really set us up well for the future and for these big floods that are hard to comprehend, but that they occur.
A little scratchy.
Good to know.
We stopped by the reservoir to meet with Jamie Friel. He's the city's watershed ranger and manages the area around the reservoir. For most of the year, he lives alone up here, surrounded by rocky slopes and evergreen forests. In September 2013, he was on duty.
The day of the flood, I just remember the sheer scale of the thing. It was moving faster than we could really comprehend what was happening to us.
What did it look like around here?
Well, it was incredibly wet. lots of continuous rain. Every gully was pushing water. Everything that had any slope to it was pushing white water, in fact. And then right below us here is the emergency spillway where all the water was going over. And it was like a freight train. Actually, it was more than one freight train. It was several freight trains. And it was quite a sight to behold and to hear, too, because the actual flood that happened up here happened on the 11th, and it was dark, so I really couldn't see what was happening, but I could hear what was happening, and I had a feeling what the next day might be.
I ask Friel if 5 years later he still thinks about the flood.
I have to think about it every day because I have projects and things I need to do every day which have been directly related to the flood, but in a deep sort of way, no. But my body does every year. I go through, I wouldn't say it was PTSD, but there's a definite cell memory to the beginning of September. So I feel awkward usually in the beginning of September.
This is where the new post-flood channel is. You can tell this used to be a gravel pit. If you look, you can kind of see some of the old pit banks over there.
Downstream, near the city of Longmont, I meet up with Ken Hewson, the city's water resources manager. We're on a pedestrian bridge over St. Vrain Creek. Before the flood, the river didn't flow here. It was a couple hundred yards away. But the flood forced it to change course.
So right here, during the flood, basically you had a half mile wide of chocolate brown water.
During the flood, Hewson took a helicopter up to the city's reservoir to make sure the dam was holding.
I was really able from the air to see the extent of not only what it was happening in the creek, but it left the creek in so many places, creating new channels and for me, it was the toughest part was we were flying almost to Lyons, and I saw somebody's house floating down the creek, and you know, starting to turn and tear, and to know that was somebody's house and just watching it being destroyed right underneath you was really hard.
He says systems can be rebuilt and the landscape can change, but it's the human impacts of the flood that remain the hardest to comprehend. Luke Runyon, KUNC, Longmont.